To give as medicine.
I got it out. The monster congratulated me.
I gave the eye to the one.
I wept.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. We'll hear interviews with French guitarist Judicael Paois, who speaks about his approach to the music of Bach, and lutenist Ron McFarlane talks about his latest CD, Barley Moon. We'll also hear a 1998 interview with guitarist John Williams. We'll start with Eduardo Isaac performing Telemann's Fantasia No. 5. Thank you. Eduardo Isaac opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Telemann's Fantasia No. 5. French guitarist Judicael Perrois has recorded music by Bach, and he spoke about his approach to Bach's music and why he's a big fan of pianist Murray Perrois.
My main inspiration, I would say, is to try to don't be too dogmatic. So there's some stuff that I know, like everybody, about early music style. And at the same time, I really want to use the full guitar range. So I can change the tone, I can do some vibrato. I mean, my model is Perrois. His approach, which is a mix of romantic, early music style and everything, the full range of piano but with taste, is for me really a perfect model.
Capriccio from Bach's Partita No. 2 in C minor, performed by Judicael Perrois. Guitarist John Williams has largely retired from performing, however, he continues to record and he also composes. In 1998, he recorded his own piece, Aeolian Sweep, and he spoke about composition.
Having performed a lot of new music, I'm very aware of where composers sometimes fall down. Sometimes they have great ideas and the music is very, very good, but sometimes doesn't quite work when it's performed. And I've always been fascinated as to why that's the case. I've noticed that performers who are also composers usually don't make those mistakes. If you think back to the old days, Mozart, Beethoven, one should also remember that they were performers as well. I'm not going to say primarily performers, but they were almost equally in their day performers as composers. And I think they have a sense of the shape of how a piece of music is coming over to anyone that's listening, including musicians, including perhaps themselves, once they've detached themselves from the act of creation itself. Anyway, that's right. All by way of a long explanation as to why I've always sort of known so much about it. Well, I think I know so much about it. It's inhibited me from doing anything.
Thank you.
Guitarist and composer John Williams performing his piece Aeolian Suite with conductor William Goodchild and orchestra.
You
You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Lo Congo is the name of the chamber ensemble featuring guitarist Catherine Stroys, cellist Walter Verkroys, and guitarist Benoit Dussin. They perform a piece titled Aprikal by Boris Gacker.